Rubber game between the Diamondbacks and the Reds. Patrick Corbin starting in place of expectant daddy Taiwan Walker, who was placed on paternity leave. Let's pick it up in the top of the first.
The pitch. And a ball hit hard towards center. Hamilton going back. Billy looking up. That ball gone. Straightaway center. Three-run homer, Jake Lamb. And the D-backs have taken a 3-0 first inning lead. I say they were catching him at the right time. I think I misspoke.
Two ball, two strike count. Cingrani again to the plate. And this one lifted high and deep to left field, and that baby is out of here. An opposite field home run for Gregor Blanco off of Tony Cingrani. And it's now a 6-1 Diamondback lead. And a ground ball right side, Owings to the shortstop, Marte to first, and that is a 4-6-3 double play. A nice turn by the Arizona Diamondbacks as they end the seventh. They lead the Reds 6-1.
The pitch, swing, fly ball, headed into the right field corner. That ball is gone. Home run. Ketel Marte, his second home run of the year. He yanks it into the right field corner, onto the netting right above the visitor's bullpen. And it is now 8-2, Diamondbacks. Ball hit hard toward left field by Lamb, carrying well. Duvall looks up. Three-run homer. Ariel Hernandez has given up 6 runs here in the ninth inning. Now 12-2, Arizona. Jake Lamb, his second home run of the day. Both have been 3-run shots. 22 on the year, now 76 runs batted in. That'll vault him right back near the top of the RBI race again. It puts him second behind Nolan Arenado of Colorado, who wouldn't be at the top right now with 80, save for that 7 RBI game he had last night.
Diamondbacks take the rubber game with ease, 12-2. Patrick Corbin entered Thursday with an ERA north of 7 on the road, but turns in 7 1/3 innings of one-run ball. Paul Goldschmidt's career-long hitting streak on the road was snapped at 17 games. Goldie goes 0-for-5 with 4 Ks. It all went south pretty quickly for the Reds on Thursday, as Luis Castillo gave up a 3-run homer in the first, and things did not get much better from there, as since he suffered a 12-2 rubber game loss to the Diamondbacks. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
It was, you know, we had the obviously the first three hitters with the walk, the double down the line, and the 3-run homer. And I think after that, I think we retired 11 of the next 12 at least, and did a nice job. And we had to have it. We had to have the innings, even though he didn't really pitch to the top of his ability. He did keep himself in the game for 6 innings, and that was important considering the state of our bullpen.
Brian, obviously you want to bounce back, and you did that yesterday, and you want to keep that rolling. Just kind of what went wrong across the board today was just one of those things that the guys seemed tired out there, or just didn't work?
No, it's not one of those things. You know, the theme is, you know, from a statistical standpoint, if we give up 6 runs or less, we have over 600 winning percentage. I mean, that's 6 runs or less, you know, but unfortunately we have a lot of games where we give up more than 6, and that makes it a challenge. You know, we've had 4, you know, double-digit runs given up in the last 7 games since the break. So, you know, I mean, there's a constant theme, and we need to be able to pitch better. And so we kind of end up, when we lose, we end up talking quite often about the fact that we didn't pitch well enough. So, as you can tell, you know, it sounds like a worn-out record, and I'm tired of talking about it because I'm giving you guys the same answers, and I know you're looking for more, but, you know, we just have to get ourselves in position to be in that top third in the National League in pitching, and when we do, we can start really making some strides here. But along the way, we're going to have to give opportunity to the young guys and give them that opportunity to learn how to pitch up here, however painful that can be at times. So, you know, I hate to be giving you guys stock answers, but that's kind of where we're at.
The only 2 Reds that the Reds produced on Thursday, courtesy of third baseman Eugenio Suarez, who had a multi-homer game, part of his 2-for-3 day, as he also drew a walk. Suarez shared his thoughts in the aftermath of a 12-2 loss to the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I feel really good now. I feel better. I just try to be in the same level all the time, but it's hard to be there like consistently. I want to be there every day, and I work hard to be there. My swing right now is so good, and I feel great. I see breaking balls, everything good now, and just try to put a ball in play like today and hit it hard.
It seemed like even when the hits weren't falling, you're finding other ways to get on base.
Yeah, I just keep it batting, you know, batting all my at-bats, just try to be in base and try to help my team. And this moment, we do everything to win. We do all my best. I do my best to be on base and try to get him in wins to home plate.
When you have a night like last night, you guys are obviously so elated after a win like that. How frustrating is it to come back like this today?
You know, it's the game, man. It's the game. You know, everybody wants to win, but it's the game. You know, we battle every day. And like you say, yesterday was a really good game, and we can win every day. But you know, you got it to be to play every day, play hard, and every day is a new day.
The Reds look to bounce back on Friday as they continue their homestand against the Marlins.